I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, baby.
Frodo is begging.
I
guess we'll start. All right, hey, I'm Cliff.
Here we go, Cliff. No warning at all. I'm Kendall. And we're Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Internet radio talk show / filler program on KBSH Rye 99.
Come on.
You're listening to
Rye 99.
I just wanted to let you do it for once.
Oh, well, thank you.
In the second 500 episodes, you're going to be the one that does that.
I like where this is going, Cliff. Unity.
Unity.
Togetherness.
I love unity and togetherness.
I thought you said, I love you. You're like, I love unity.
Poor Kendall, he's been waiting for that his whole life.
Been waiting for someone
to just say, I love
somebody
you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, look, I'm starting singing too. My, how the tides have changed.
God, my wife Susan is not going to believe this. She is going to shit. No, then we are talking about unity. We're here. We've just stopped by the side of the road. We're in the middle of our ride tour.
We've just stopped by. There's nothing here to stop for.
Nothing here. We're on our way to the next city. But Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom, they wanted to pick some of these wild growing tomatoes here.
Like, they sell tomatoes at the grocery store.
But they want, they like wild ones.
I can't even see them. They started on the perimeter and now they're like all in this big patch.
They're back in the tomato thicket. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't even see them.
I hope nobody owns those. We're talking unity, as I said this week.
Tell us about unity.
Cliff, unity is so important.
Grandpa, tell me about some unity.
Unity is so important, and we don't have enough of it. We don't have enough of it. That pretty much sums it up.
That's it, folks. That's it for unity. That's the last word.
I'm Kendall. I start to say I'm Cliff.
All right, okay, Kendall, we have to get back to the old ways. You're throwing
our
whole show off, okay?
All right, Cliff, I've got some ways you can be more unified.
Thank you, Kendall.
There we go. Now we're back on track. Listen intently.
Listen.
I'm so sick of kids these days.
Yeah, you're sick of it. I'm sick of it.
When you're talking to people these days, you can see in their face, all they're thinking about is, I can't wait to say my point.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in an argument. That you can tell they're just not listening. You don't listen. You got to make sure you listen to each other.
That's why you should always talk and, like, hold the shoulders of the person that you're talking to. Just rattle them in case you need to get their attention back.
Please send all correspondences about assault to care of Cliff and Kendall at Bushelton. No.
All right, sure.
I don't know where I was going.
I don't know. But, Kendall, we're here by the roadside. Now, I don't really even like tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes by themselves.
What do you like them on?
Well, like, I'll have a tomato if it's, like, on a grilled cheese.
Oh, on a grilled cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have them in a salad. I just don't like the taste of
tomatoes. Oh, man. Oh, you're gonna love these beautiful wild tomatoes.
Look at how wonderfully red this is.
Oh, they're so luscious, sugar lump.
Kendall, feel this.
Feel it, boy.
Okay, I'll feel it.
Juicy and
feels
tender.
Like a tomato. Oh, dear, this is not just any tomato. This is a wonderfully grown, sun-kissed tomato.
Oh, is that what brand they are?
No, dear.
Do they make soda?
By the sun. It's like the good Lord himself came down and put his hand on this tomato.
In the Bible, it spoke of manna from heaven, boys. And I'm thinking it was wild tomatoes.
I'm so glad that you guys have had a great time getting tomatoes. We are now doing a show because we were sitting here so long, we decided to go ahead and do a show.
I told Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, I said, now dear, what if they're doing a show? And she said, what are the chances of that? They look like they're not doing anything at all.
Well, dear, that is true. I did say that, but I thought sometimes you boys like to come in the booth and just eat pies.
It's okay. Well, there are a lot of pie.
Yes,
parts.
I can see that, dear. They're all moldy and half eaten.
Well, most of them are Kendall's.
Well, look, I bought all these pies because I was really hungry, and it turns out they were apple peach pies, and I hate peach. So I just ate the apple part and left the other part. I told Charles to clean it up, and of course he did exactly what you tell him to do, nothing.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie.
Ooh, pumpkin pie.
Oh, I wish they had some of them. Of course, I bought some, but then I don't even like fruit in the pie, so I just ate like the sugared up crusts of them.
Oh.
And then I just dumped the... But I, again...
Calm down, Buzz. You're gonna love these tomatoes. No. Oh, dear. Let's go squeeze some tomatoes and make some tomato juice.
Dear, I think I'm gonna make a tomato pie.
Oh.
Boys, I'm gonna make you two right away. I'll be right back.
All
right,
thanks.
Bye. Ooh, tomato pie.
Tomato pie.
I don't know if I like that.
Kendall, another tip from our writers about unity is to, spread slogans that everybody can get behind, which is what we've done today.
Yes.
We did.
Eat more pie.
No, Kendall, I'm talking about the slogan that's over there on our rental car.
Oh, the other one, that one. Got it.
Uh-huh. We came up with a slogan that everybody can get behind. People have been honking in support of us all day. Uh-huh. Tell them what our slogan is.
Nazis suck.
Isn't that, don't you think everybody can just get behind that?
It's good. It's better than what I came up with first.
Which was what?
Which was, I cannot see why this is a good idea.
I cannot see why this is a good idea.
Yours is better. It's shorter, more concise.
Well, that's, I pitched a few other ones to Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, but she eventually approved Nazi suck. That was the boldest statement I could get her.
She does hate Nazis.
She hates them.
She's had some run-ins.
I just said, my first slogan was, Nazis can blow their stupid asses. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh dear, let's not call, stupid. And so we whittled it down to something that, children can read as they drive by. And of course, Charles the contractor, we asked him to put it up so everybody could see it, and he nailed it to the rental car.
Yes, he did.
I don't think we're getting our deposit back.
I was going to say, nope. And I paid the deposit, so great. Anyway. Cliff, yeah. Mrs. Butter 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 Turn, I don't think I've ever seen her dislike anyone.
No.
But... there's a special place in her heart for Nazis. She hates them.
Well, and here's the thing. She's ready to accept people who disavow Nazism.
Mm-hmm.
Who come around and say, hey, I was wrong.
She said forgiveness is one of the cornerstones of her heart.
There you go. Cornerstone of her heart. Now, unity. Do you have another unity tip, or do I have to be the one to give them all?
Cliff? I don't know if you see over here, I got pages of unity tips. I don't know how I'm ever going to get through all of these unity tips.
I have one. How about you be nice and give genuine compliments to strangers?
Yes, that is a very good thing to do.
Hey, stranger, looking good.
Everybody might need an extra little pick-me-up.
Sure. Why not make a fun video about unity and share it online?
Oh, show sincere interest in people, and when they're hurting or they have problems, don't just say, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Show sincere interest, be a really good person, and help them out if you can.
Help them out if you can. Help me if you can.
Help.
I'm feeling down. Kendall, I thought of you today because I was in line at the checkout woman. She was singing along to this Billy Joel song.
Oh, I love her.
And I don't remember which one it was. What are some of his old greatest hits?
Uptown Girl.
No.
Always a Woman.
No.
Honesty.
No.
Things from Tiny Restaurant.
It was like an upbeat one. It doesn't matter.
I don't care. I'll tell you.
How does the Italian restaurant go?
That's my favorite song.
How does it go?
A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. It's a 7-minute song that tells the story of these two young lovers out of high school, and they're like, but they have problems. They decide to separate, and they're like, they can't go back to that.
Oh, my. Oh, we've got juice.
You scared me.
Tomato juice for your eyes.
Oh, dear. This is freshly squeezed. It's wonderful. Here, try
it,
Kendall.
Glass.
Well, I was just in the middle
drink
of telling this story about things from Italian restaurant.
You know,
oh, no, dear.
I'll just
drink
Google
this. Drink it, dear. You don't
drink
want to tell
it
that
down.
Story. I've heard him tell the story. It lasts 14 minutes. Dear. I've listened to the song and know it all.
I know. It's a 14-minute story, but a 7-minute song. Give me a break. Here's the deal. I'm going to sit my tomato juice over here. I'm going to drink it in a minute.
That is tangy.
I'm going to let it... It's Wu-Tangy. I'm going to let it...
Let it breathe.
Breathe for a while and get to it later, okay?
Okay, well, I am working on those pies. Coming right up.
Oh, she's been kneading the dough and I've been stomping the tomatoes. We better get out of here, dear. We've got pies baking on the engine block.
Oh, you're right, dear. I almost forgot.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, me. Oh, my.
Went for me some tomato pie.
Kendall, how about this?
Can we get these pies out of here?
Why don't you just scoop up the ones over there? It's like
I don't want to touch
6 inches
gross.
Deep.
They're gross. Where's Charles when you need?
Charles, what? You know, he nailed the sign to the car, and then he started walking down the road because there was a tumbleweed, and he was trying to get a selfie with it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's time for
Host Match. I thought you'd never play.
Host Matcher, host me a match. How you like that?
Match me a host. Catch me a catch.
All right, then we just have to revert to the song. All right, here we go. It rhymes, folks.
It's a total eclipse of the heart. I've been singing that nonstop for the past 3 weeks. Thank you.
Oh, because we were not in America to see the eclipse.
I know, but it's... Made me think of the song.
It made me think of it, too. Just so you know, you weren't the only one thinking of that song.
Glad we got that straight. All right, host match.
All right, now, Kendall, the object of host match is for the hosts
to get different
to match.
Match! That's right. Okay.
All right, Kendall, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Bobby Joe. He's the world's greatest salesman. Why, he even sold birth control pills to blank.
One, two, three. A preacher.
The Pope.
Hey, we're close.
That's close.
In fact, my first instinct was priest, and I wanted to back it off a little bit.
Because of the molestation.
Because of the molestation,
charges.
So I went with preacher.
Okay.
And, you know, we're from the South, so.
It sounds like something we would say. All right, here we go, Kendall. When Carl the Cannibal heard the expression, "You are what you eat," he looked at his lunch and said, "Hey, I'm a blank."
One, two, three.
Asshole.
An asshole moron.
All right. Whatever. All right. Here we go. Kendall.
Whatever.
Once again, the object is to match. Ugly Earl. He was just so ugly.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
How ugly was he?
He didn't need a toothbrush. The only things in his mouth were blank.
One, two, three. Colt 45.
Open sword. Ugly Earl.
That went darker than I intended.
You thought he's got a drink to make up.
I did. Well,
to escape the life of Ugly Earl.
I thought he might have been a friend of Charles.
A gay wood elf who was a big Barbra Streisand fan, by the way.
Aren't all wood elves?
Most of them. He wrote a song for his buddy, the Jolly Green Giant. The song was called "Don't Blank on My Parade."
One, two, three.
Shit. And my reaction to that is shit.
It was better in person seeing his face, though.
I don't know why you like to see me so sad.
This is how I get you back.
Because you refuse to match.
No, actually, I had no idea what would match with that. Because here's the thing. Anytime I pick something like, that would be it. It'll be like a week where you're like, oh, I picked the exact opposite to be silly. And then I'll go complete opposite and something way out of there. And you'll be like, Kendall, it's exactly what it sounds like. Why aren't you trying to match? I can't win. Continue.
Well, part of that's right. You certainly can't win. All right. Kendall, Stupid Stewart.
Oh, God. Stupid Stewart.
Was so stupid. Don't you love him?
Mm-hmm.
Even though his such stupidity. Stupid Stewart was so stupid, he tried to sell Christmas trees in blank.
Should I explain my thought process now?
No, you should. There's one obvious answer.
All right. One, two, three. December.
Submarine. Why would you not sell them in December? That's when they want them.
And that's all we have time today with our host match. I gotta take a break. And we'll be right back.
Oh my God.
After this. Oh, it makes me want to almost eat a pie.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
This brings back memories. Oh, these are great. What's this remind you of? Mmm, tastes like vanilla, huh? Senior trip. Paris.
The cafe! Yeah!
Rich, creamy-tasting coffee with a hint of vanilla flavor. New French Vanilla Cafe.
I love this coffee.
New from General Foods International Coffees.
I loved that waiter. Jean-Luc!
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Unity.
Welcome back.
Talking unity. And Cliff, I thought about it during
togetherness.
The break. I was thinking about what to me, because, you know, I have all these 4,000 pages of notes, and I thought, what does it mean to me?
What does it mean? He ain't heavy. He's my co-host.
Except he is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
As
metaphor.
I know.
So literally, you're quite heavy.
I thank you for pointing it out. I got it, yeah. But I'm glad you said it.
Keep going.
Just make sure. I was thinking about empathy.
Oh, I thought you said impotence.
Impotence is like, the number one.
Not the place.
Empathy, I think, is the number one thing. If people had empathy, or try to have empathy and try to listen to each other and don't talk over each other and try to see each other's viewpoints and work as, you know, a group of individuals rather than like single people, then maybe we could all practice a little bit more unity and get together.
There you go. Another classic rant against single people from Kendall, the married man.
I said nothing about relationships.
Okay. That's all I heard. All right.
I turned that beautiful music, moving speech on a soapbox.
Yeah, Kendall, you would crush any soapbox you
stand on, and you know it.
Is it time for What Is It with Kendall?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I mean, I don't know what it is with you.
I don't either.
Good God.
The jury's still out, Cliff. But
jury is out. That's a hung jury.
All right. So as you know, Cliff, it's a person, place, or thing we're all talking right. about. I'm giving you clues okay. or hints in search of an answer.
All right.
All right. First.
Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to let you know that we're receiving a lot of honks in favor of our anti-Nazi side.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, everybody loves it.
There's another one, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We're getting the message out.
Good that we are saying no to Nazism.
Unifying everyone. One honk at a time.
One honk at a time.
Well, dear, that's not a bad slogan, but this one's better.
One honk at a time. Oh, man, they are out there chugging that tomato juice.
You think she puts that in it?
Tomatoes. They love the tomatoes.
Is that a Bloody Mary?
Kendall, okay, Judge Judy. What is it with you?
Thank you. 20 minutes later.
Hi.
First hint. It was built as a fortress and remained a royal residence until 1674.
The Taj Mahal.
No.
No.
No. On August 10th, 1793, it opened as a museum.
The Ripley's Believe It or Not.
No.
No?
However, I have been to that one.
All right.
In March 2007, it was announced.
Did you believe it?
I couldn't believe it. In 2007 of March, it was announced that a satellite museum would be established in Abu Dhabi.
The waxworks.
No. In 1803, it was renamed Musée Napoléon.
The Louvre.
Yes! How'd you know that?
Well, French. Napoleon.
Oh.
French museum.
Powers of deduction, I think.
French museums for $1,000.
Good job, Cliff.
Good job, me. I knew I could do it.
He was born. See, I was trying to be nice.
I love it. Okay, I'm good. Feeling the love.
He was born April 27th, 1937 in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Steven Spielberg.
No.
No.
He was raised to believe that his grandmother was his mother and that his mother was his sister.
Well, shit. Grandmother's my mother. Who would have been raised? George Clooney.
No. He began his career as a messenger for MGM.
Messenger for MGM. That lion.
No.
No.
He was a childhood friend of the understudy of Clifford Kendall, Danny DeVito.
Michael Douglas.
No.
No, he was friends with Danny DeVito.
Well, not this
or
friend.
Michael Keaton.
No.
He's not 75 or 102.
How many friends did Danny DeVito have?
Listen.
A lot more than we did.
Wouldn't you love to just be really good friends with Danny DeVito?
Yes.
I would love to.
He had all these friends. Why couldn't he be our friend too?
I'm at least as fun as Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm. He is a 12-time Academy Award nominee and a 3-time winner.
Nicholson.
Yes.
All right.
Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson. All right. We can stop with okay, those. That's what it. That's what figured, it was with Kendall.
I figured we would.
And I'm in the interest of unity, love, and togetherness. I'm just gonna let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
It's gone. Kendall, it's gone.
All right.
Unlike all of these rancid fruit pies and fruit pie fillings
that
are
here
on the floor of our booth, we have asked our contractor sweep them out. Kendra, you are so mean.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to spread love.
I know, but Cliff, I've asked him for a week.
Kendra, I'm living for love over here.
Okay.
Shut it.
Fine.
Alright, let's get them in here. It's time.
Are you serious? We're doing hot subjects in the Unity episode?
It's time for something that's going to really bring us together. And I'm talking about the one. The come on in, guys.
What are they saying?
Time for hot subjects.
Come on. Got to pull her away from her tomato.
A lot of honking. Everyone loves that anti-Nazi sign.
Dear, they love it, dear. They're just honking away, dear.
They've been honking and honking.
And I brought you both a piece of pie.
Oh.
Oh, we'll eat it after the segment. I don't want to be doing it on the air. I don't want to be eating on the air.
Yeah. I would never want to do that.
No, ever.
That's not something that we
do. Oh, okay, dear.
But this is Hot Subjects.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, nothing too controversial, boys.
My heart is racing.
Oh, don't.
A wonderful afternoon here.
Would you please think of Mrs. Butter Butter Butterson in her heart?
And the tomato juice, dear, it's just freshens my stomach, dear. I can't take too much.
It's going to be fine. Come on. All right. This is just Hot Subjects.
Okay, everything's fine.
There's an Oregon family. Oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this. This is heartwarming.
No, dear, it sounds wonderful. I'm enjoying it already.
There's a family, and their golden retriever has been honored by a sheriff for digging up $85,000 worth of black tar heroin in their backyard.
Oh, heroin, oh my.
So I'm saying, can't we just get the golden retrievers out there? Just get that heroin problem taken care of.
Who will stop the heroin problem but the golden
retriever? And I think if they're ever going to reboot Air Bud, this is the story.
Dear, I'm confused. Are you suggesting we hire golden retrievers to dig up heroin?
Oh, dear. I don't know what they're talking about, dear. The more questions you ask, the longer this goes on.
Right, dear. We'll get back to the tomatoes.
All right. So that's all right. Subject.
That was hot, Cliff.
It's a flaming broiled subject.
Flaming hot subject.
Flaming hot.
There are a lot of people in Busheltown.
Yes.
That have decided there's no reason for all this craziness around the holidays with travel and shopping.
Oh, so much craziness.
And so there's several people. There's a big coalition of people that are trying to move Christmas to March. Move it to March. They said there's no reason it should be around December 25th. Jesus wasn't even born on December 25th anyway. It was just an old pagan thing. Why not move it to March? And then that way you save money, time. All the gifts after Christmas are going on sale. And then, isn't that amazing? Great idea.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, this is blasphemy. Why would you
definitely
ever suggest such a thing like that?
You you couldn't even buy a calendar. The calendar industry would go down in flames.
Oh, I can feel his heart breaking as we speak.
My heart is breaking too, dear.
Okay.
All right, look, I've got one more.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Look, there's a weird, truck full of strange-looking people that just pulled in near our sign over there. What's that all about?
I don't know. Maybe they like it.
Maybe so. Let's hope so. Here's another hot subject, guys. All right. A New Hampshire woman who became stuck in a swimming pool after the ladder broke turned to Facebook to ask for help getting out. She was swimming in her, this woman, she was swimming in her pool. When the ladder broke, oh, left her stranded. Stranded. She said she didn't have the strength to pull herself out. Now nobody was home, and guys, her cell phone was inside.
She felt like something that would have happened to me.
She used a pool pole to drag the chair her iPad was on and posted in a community Facebook page saying, "Help! 911! I'm stuck in the pool and I can't get out." What do you think about that, guys?
See, and both of you say Facebook does nothing to help people.
Oh, it's a beautiful story about the goodness of humanity.
Well,
oh,
it is. It's very unifying and beautiful. I'm it glad is that unifying. People banded together.
What I'm more nervous about is this truck full of people over here. Now, I think... Oh, do you see? What are those things on their shirts?
What is that?
It's white, a swastika.
White powder?
White powder? White power?
I don't think this is powder.
Kendall, nobody could believe that white people are the master race if they had only listened to this show. Do you think this is a show produced by the master race?
No.
I don't think so. Their truck, they're zooming, they're starting to circle our booth. Oh, they must be neo-Nazis.
Where's Charles getting?
Oh, my. Oh, what am I going to do?
My tomatoes.
The tomatoes are outside. The Nazis are at the door.
Oh my God. And we're in a glass booth?
They keep zooming around.
Hold on. Let's think. What would MacGyver do?
I don't know. What would Ernest do?
Ernest is a better thing. We don't have any paper clips. Yes. We'll throw these at them.
These what?
These pies that are sitting all over the place.
The rancid fruit pies.
Don't you remember in Ernest Scared Stupid when they threw all the pizza and the food and got the bullies away? All
right, everybody.
Love it.
Arm yourselves with rancid fruit pies.
Oh, good job, Kendall, for leaving all these pies here.
Oh, dear. Now's not the time.
Now, Mr. Nunbottom, open the door really quick when we say three. You ready?
One, two, three.
Just open the door.
All right.
Scum. You nothing are terrible. Nothing's stuck, and everyone's gonna remember that phrase.
Idiot. Can you? Why? Have you seen us? Are you talking? Oh my God! Look at them. They don't like that. The fruit pies are splattered. They're swastikas.
He can't see out of his windshield. Oh, keep them coming.
All right. Oh, that one. It got all over his skin head.
Oh my goodness, look at that!
Oh,
look, there's Charles!
Charles, watch out! These are Nazis!
Oh, Charles, he just kicked over a big bucket full of tomato soup.
Oh dear!
Oh no, the tomato soup's there!
Oh my god, they're sliding over!
Oh, their truck is spinning around doing donuts!
We're getting really close to that ravine that you told us not to park next to, Mr. Nunbottom.
Oh my, this is a safety lesson for all of us.
Oh my god, their truck just flew over the ravine! And now it's exploding!
Oh my god, that was a huge explosion.
Oh dear, their body parts falling in from the air.
Oh dear Lord, help us all.
Oh my god, there's white people parts everywhere. This is disgusting. We've got to wrap up this show.
You're right. All right. That was a hot subject.
Oh dear, let's go pick some replacement tomatoes.
Yeah, I've got to start from scratch on this tomato soup.
Oh, I'm going to start from scratch. Crockpot,
I need a crockpot and a gallon of salt.
Oh my.
All right, Cliff, it's really sad.
The show is over.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sad the show is over.
I am too, and I do have a quote.
Share it. Okay. Please share it.
Where there is unity, there is always victory.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Publius Sirius. I don't know how you say
Publius.
That. How do you say this name? Publius.
Publius. Publius Sirius.
That's a hard one.
Well, I didn't say it was easy. No one said it would be easy.
We're back to our normal places now at the end of the show.
No one thought it'd be this hard. Anybody just love Sheryl Crow?
Total eclipse of the
heart. Every now and then I feel a little bit.
Kendall, are these your quotes? In the form of songs.
Kendall, love, you know, seeks to make happy rather than to be happy. And that was said by Ralph Connor.
Good old Ralph Connor.
Who doesn't love him?
Oh, I gotta go. I'm gonna go help Mrs. Potter Butter Shirt pick some tomatoes,
please,
I guess.
Please do. Please do. I gotta go scrape some Nazi parts off of our car.
Ooh, yeah, get it clean.
Get it clean. I'm Cliff. Is the show over?
I was waiting for you to say it. I'm Cliff. We'll see you here next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.
Unity.
Unity.